This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So bright as well. 7 after the hour, Friday the 19th of August is upon us. I'm Doug with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The first moments of the day for some. Let us be conscious today. Let's, as we wake up, understand we have an opportunity to create a great day, an inspiring day. Things that will happen to you today may have never happened to you before. So think before you act. Oh, that sounds like a preacher. The Reverend Mr. Doug here. I was looking at this list of things, the hot stories, the big items this week from the research at Talkers Magazine. The passing of John McLaughlin, I forgot to mention that the other day. Remember last week, Victoria, I was talking about having seen that show. I hadn't watched that show for a long time, the McLaughlin Report, I think it's called. And he'd been doing it for years and years. Guy was a priest, you know that. Got out of the priesthood, became a...
I don't really know anything about him, but I remember the McLaughlin Group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know my parents used to watch that show, but I didn't know.
Ah, there I am, buddy, being put in the same league as your parents. Yes.
I'm sure Jennifer watched it.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't know he died, actually.
Yeah. He looked very bad. Last time I saw the show, which was a couple of weeks ago, he just looked really bad.
How old was he?
80-something.
Yeah. Well, it's great. He kept going till the end.
Right. You can count on the real broadcasters keep going until the last breath.
You know where I'm going with this.
Of course I know where you're going
with
this.
We all joke that this is going to be you
of course
when you're 109.
Right. Here
that's
we are.
All it's going to be.
Bang,
you're just
here
a thud.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
So the reason I brought up the stories list is because number three is the Olympic report. And I was thinking about all of the negative things that have been said about Rio. And that, not the games themselves. I mean, the silly stuff with the Lochte and who knows what's true and what isn't true there. And I don't really care, frankly. I mean, it was to me. And I don't think anybody else should care.
It's a very bizarre story, though.
It's gossip. It's nonsense. It shows you the lack of what people who don't travel don't understand is that most of the world is pretty simple in their thinking. And how they handle it. They're not a sophisticated lot in most areas of South America, and certainly Brazil. I think Chile is a little more advanced. Colombia is getting advanced for sure. But Brazil is not. And all these things have shown the weaknesses, not just of Brazil, but of countries like that, who try to do things that are out of their league. And some people, because Brazil had a few good years economically, and because of that, they sort of got a leg up. And as is usually the case with the Olympic Committee, they bribed enough people to agree that, yep, let's have it in Brazil, thinking in their simplistic way that it would improve the country. And by rights, I suppose it should have or could have, but they don't have it. They don't have the intellectual stimulation. They don't have the intellectual capacity. And the way they've handled this thing with Lochte is a perfect example of it. And
thing that's funny is they went all out of their way to try and prove that this was fake when this actually really did happen to at least two other athletes or at least something similar.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they're not trying to, as far as I've heard, they're not trying to figure out who actually committed those crimes.
No, but see, you're dealing with people who are simple-minded. That's really what this is. It's simple. You find this a lot in you traveling wherever you go. It's just people are much more simple-minded. So you can, I attribute that to the lack of really good education. And we see how bad our education is here, so you can imagine how bad it is in some of these other countries. And then I started thinking to myself, all right, we have all of this. We could take a city, Summer of Pain, shootings, unrest, and the weather. How many cities could you plug that into? Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, think about all of the... I take a deep breath here because the experiences down there in Baton Rouge, this has been a bad summer there. There's dirty water now. You look at people's homes, thousands, tens of thousands of homes destroyed. The city pretty much fell apart. And now the reason I bring it up is because with all of the unrest there before the bad weather and all of the business with the blacks and the whites and the officers and the civilians, that's all, if you'll pardon the pun, washed away with the floods. Because now everybody's working together. You don't see the kind of disrespect, or you don't see the fear, or you don't see the kinds of things that went on before the flood between the black community and the white community down there. This, across the board, as I've looked at 12, 13, 14 different stories this week, what, a dozen people have died, I think, right? At least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And people, the black people are going into neighborhoods, going door to door. White people are going into black neighborhoods, going door to door to find out if people are okay or they need assistance or they need to be rescued or whatever it is. How can I help with the damage? And then the news media, of course, makes a big deal out of this. This black guy helped this white guy. But what is it with that? You know, what? That's the kind of stuff that creates or extends the things that we're talking about that are bad between blacks and whites. Yeah, the situation in Chicago, just as an aside, for those of you who haven't heard the story, the police chief there is recommending that I think 7 or 8 police officers be fired for their role in that shooting a couple of years ago. For God's sakes, what the hell's taking them so long?
That's what I don't understand.
It's politics and the unions. That's what's taking them so long.
Ugh.
And the continued fight between black and white. What they need in Chicago is a good flood, apparently.
Yeah,
so
and
they
the
can
idea,
get along.
I mean, there was a video of this, and to me the scariest part is that if there wasn't a video, I don't think anything would have ever
happened.
Nothing
would have happened to these people.
So how many other situations does it happen where there's not a video and nothing is ever going to happen?
And this is why people don't trust the police. We can say most of the police are great and most of the police do a great job. You know what? It's up to you to police your own ranks. If you want people to respect you, then there is this, the desire, I would say, with me anyway, to be colorblind. Most people who know me know that I, and you can feel it kind of by listening to me anyway, I don't wear it as a red badge of courage, but I wear it, I believe in diversity. I am probably the least prejudiced person that you'd ever meet. And yet, I am prejudiced against people who are stupid. I've always been like that. I am. I just have no tolerance for people who are dumb.
No,
there's no reason for you
I
to be
I agree
dumb.
With you. I feel the same way. Most people then call that an elitist, but I'm
fine
with that.
Yeah,
I don't
call
care.
It what you want. Yeah, exactly. You call it whatever you want to. And there are people, just because you may not be able to express yourself as well as the next person, that doesn't mean you're dumb.
Right, right.
People who do the same thing over and over again and expect something different to happen out of it, those people are not as bright, I think. And that's, by the way...
Well, that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Yeah.
So, if I can... This is a personal aside. And I'm going to... people know who I am and what I am about. People have listened to me for years. I think that's what the role of somebody who does what I do for a living... I think that's my job, to let you in and to have you feel and know what goes on in my life as it may help you in your own life. So I give you the following information about a course called The Constellations. You can Google this. Just put in the Google bar Constellations, and it'll come up. Probably with the constellations in the sky, but it'll come up with a...
I Googled constellation theory, and that came right up.
That's fine. Yeah. And there are a number of experts in this. I found that in my life,
Even though I don't know that it was really true, that I was repeating the same things over and over again, expecting a different result, I decided that I was in a circle, in a pattern, if you will, that needed to change. And it doesn't make a difference how old you are, whether you're younger or middle-aged, older, however you are. We all have patterns in our life. Some recognize it and some don't. I have, at this point, recognized that I have patterns in my life that are not healthy, that are not good, whether it be for me personally or in my relationships or just generally speaking. And the patterns come from where we all come from. Well, that's what I'm learning. I'm going through this class, and I'm having some personal training in it as well. I've spent a couple of nights a week for the last few weeks doing this.
And you sound like you love it.
Fascinating.
This is not,
fascinating
stuff. You
well,
sound
growth,
very
I love growth.
And, right,
yeah,
right.
I love growth.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to be unhappy. And I get to a point that I get to be unhappy with circumstances that I probably could control better on my own, because nobody else can control your circumstance. You control your circumstance any more than you can control somebody else's circumstance. You can't. It's all about what you are able to bring to you. And that's what, in understanding these patterns, and we all have them, some people are afraid to deal with change. Some people are afraid to understand what they are all about. I'm not. I've always embraced this kind of stuff, or certainly I have for the last 30, 40 years. I think it's fascinating, and I want to know more about me so that I can be a better me, so that I can be better, whether it's on the air or on the farm or working in the endeavors that I have to try to make people's lives better in my own circumstance. I give a lot of time now to my community in service to try to make the town where I live a better place. And so all of these things, I find myself getting away from, and I even knew, I used this last night. I'm trying to convince the guy that runs the local zoning board of appeals not to do something that he was saying, well, I guess I won't do this. And then he said, yeah, I think I will do this. And now maybe he's thinking, maybe I shouldn't do this. But if he did what he was contemplating, it would ruin something that many of us in town have worked on for 4 or 5 years. And so, but I didn't have, my old approach would have been to hit him between the eyes. You know how stupid you are to do this? What the hell's going to happen? No, I just said, look at this. These are two things. I walked right up to him, said, Phil, these are the two things to consider. And I gave him the two things. He looked at me and said, you really think so? I said, yep. And that was it. I turned around and grabbed a handful of grapes and a cookie and left. So,
there's always a cookie involved in a lot of
your
stories.
With me, there's always a cookie. You're right. Cookies are important. Cookies, and I'm trying to be better about that. That's another one of my patterns that needs to be fixed up. I don't drink, I don't smoke, don't do drugs, never have. But man, do I like ice cream and cake. And it's not necessarily good, but you can get out of that pattern. You know, change it with other, you know, find another way to acknowledge your sweet tooth. 20 past the hour, food for thought here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What if it's something that I keep missing? What if it's someone that I can't lose? That's when I'm crying, no one can't listen. Isn't there anybody? What if it's someone that makes me...
Our music news always accompanies us in this part of the hour. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and the music from Christina Grimmie, who was the entertainer shot and killed by a fan. She'd been working on a series of music videos to go with her four-song side A EP. What is that? This is the Ballad of Jesse Blue. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The extended play is the Ballad of Jessica Blue. So her family apparently is sharing these videos with a billboard every week through the end of this month. In the new video, she plays the character Jessica Blue, who is amidst in the middle of an identity crisis, coping with relationship issues and creative issues and personal issues. How old was this young woman? 22? Do I remember that? Why do I remember that?
Yeah, 20. Yeah, 21, maybe 22, something like that. Yeah.
So
Kara was a big fan of hers.
And this is just a fan that jumped up on the stage, if I remember correctly.
Well,
right?
She was signing autographs afterwards.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
And so there were tons of fans around, you know, excited to meet her, and this guy just came up behind her, and her brother was right there.
Well, her brother tackled the guy, or else who knows, he maybe would have killed other people. I mean, he did kill himself. But it was just a horrible story, which really has changed the way a lot of fans do meet and greets. A lot of fans canceled meet and greets immediately after this.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate, like some politicians or people who are well known in any field. There are these crazies that want to get close. I mean, look what happened to the congresswoman from, was it Tucson?
Yes. Gabby Giffords.
Yeah, Giffords. Yeah, these people are, and they get a gun. Well, you know, we go back into this whole debate about who gets a gun and why they have it and that sort of stuff. Anyway, so the bottom line here is that there's some new music from a lady who died. It's called The Ballad of Jessica Blue. And this video that we're listening to the song from is called Anybody's You, right?
Yep.
That was the first one. This one is Snow White, which is the video that is coming out soon, I believe, or one that was already out this year.
Yeah. from the it's a there are audio extended play items, and then there are video extended play, right?
Yeah, or, she's done a series of videos, I guess. That's a big thing, it seems, doing Frank Ocean just announced he's another singer-songwriter, and he's announcing a whole visual
Billy
album
Ocean's
like Beyonce
son?
Did. No, no relation that I'm aware of. No relation. But, you know, Beyonce made the visual album very popular with Lemonade earlier this year, so that seems to be the trend.
Okay, so good. Next up, Iggy Pop has a new book. He stepped up to the plate when David Bowie died earlier this year with one of the most interesting testimonials about David Bowie. They worked together, I guess, a lot, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They were very good friends, and Bowie basically is responsible for much of Iggy Pop's success.
Uh-huh. He lived in a trailer park in Detroit. Iggy Pop came up through what would be pretty... this kind of stuff proves to me is you can come from anywhere and you can make something of yourself.
Yeah.
This guy grew up in a trailer park in Detroit, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And he's one of the most fascinating people I've ever seen interviewed. I've never met him, but I've seen him interviewed on TV. Anthony Bourdain interviewed him last year, actually. And he has, for a guy who grew up in a trailer park in Detroit, he is self-taught, self-educated, has a fabulous vocabulary.
Yeah.
He's so intelligent and philosophical and just an intellectual that you would
apparently
never think. The skinny guy with no shirt on. I mean, he's a fascinating guy.
When he went home to visit his parents, the neighbors got so upset or worried about the car he came in, the bodyguard, they called the cops. That's good. Hey, get this car out of here. It's too good for this neighborhood. 28 after the hour.
Step back and see more. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Put your hand against your face, directly over your eyes. Can't see much, can you? Start to move it back. The farther you move it from your face, the more you see of it. The more you see of your hand, the more you recognize that it's connected to your arm, your body, and your brain. The very same brain that took in information from this voice on a podcast that suggested you put your hand in front of your face in the first place. Look at the connections. Connections are everywhere. They're all around you and through you, and the more you can step back, the more you can see. And the same is true with problems in your life. The closer you are to them, the bigger they seem. But the more you step back from them, the more you're able to gain a larger perspective on them. And perspective is what it's all about. For more perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 817 to 823. Levi's and some.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yo, what was the other character? Yo, in Rocky movies. Yo.
Adrian.
Adrian, thank you. Yo, Adrian. All right, that sounded pretty authentic, didn't it? 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's a Friday. That'll make you happy. My job is to make you happy. Also, so you understand kind of some of the things going on in the world from a different perspective. And one of the things that I find makes me happy and people around me happy isn't money, it's not an iPhone. it's the thought of what can change your relationship with your partner, your family? I'm into this business. I was just talking about this a few minutes ago, and I actually thought I'd spend a little bit more time talking about it, because it's about as transformational a time as I have spent on myself, and I've been working on myself since I was in my early 40s. So a good 25, 30 years I've been at this, and I've taken it in bits and spurts, and most of the time it's brought about by some kind of a challenge that I find. In other words, I'm not any different than you are. I react to things rather than take action. I react. So something happens, and I think, geez, I better fix this. And I've taken different approaches over the years to fixing things that had to do with relationships. And frankly, they've been okay. They've helped. They've moved me from point A to point B. But I will tell you, sooner or later, we slide right back. We, us, me, the person or people that I'm with trying to figure out what these haunting problems are. Sooner or later, if we don't really deal with the cause of what the problem is, then you don't fix it. And it doesn't make a difference whether I'm using personal stuff as an example, but the same thing is true. If you have a leaky pipe in your house, and you put tape around it, excuse me, yeah, it might stop it for a while, but then the tape gives way and it starts to leak again. Hey, put more tape on it, or maybe you put something different. You put some kind of gunk on it that will temporarily seal it. But you see what I'm saying. You got a roofie, you got a leak in the roof, you put a shingle on it. You probably need to put a new roof on it. And that's interesting symbolism, because I'm putting new roofs on the barns, on the farm. And in my own world, I'm putting a whole new way of thinking into my paradigm, or changing the paradigm, changing the pattern. Because we do the same thing, and oftentimes we think we've done some things differently, and more, than often you probably have. But if you haven't walked right up to it, you got to look in that mirror. When you wake up, do you look at yourself and think, here's a bright, wonderful human being? Or do you not look at yourself in the mirror? A lot of people don't. You know that. A lot of people just don't look at themselves. They can't face. And this is great symbolism. If you get up in the morning and you don't like what you see, it's fabulous. Excuse me. Fabulous symbolism. So I just share that with you because I'm enthused about what I'm learning in this constellation course, in a way to personally change the patterns that have been. You're never, as I say, it doesn't make a difference what stage of life you're in. I guarantee you that all of you have something that you wish you didn't have going for you. Maybe more than one or two or three or four. So you face them and you do something about it. But it isn't easy, and you can't. I find it hard to do these things by myself. I need support to do it. And so, but to each his own. Figuring it out is kind of the first thing. All right, so here's something. These sorts of things send me to a really good place. There's a story floating around today from Philadelphia about a pizza shop. Rose's Fresh Pizza. Sounds good already, right?
Yes.
The city of brotherly love, slogan from Philadelphia. This is this pizza joint has a pay it forward system to help feed the homeless in Philadelphia. Mason Wortman, 27-year-old guy, left his job on Wall Street, went back to Philadelphia, opened a dollar a slice pizza shop. Do you know how much it costs to make a pizza? Take a guess, a 12-inch pizza.
Probably not much.
12-inch pizza.
Couple dollars?
12-inch pizza is by $1.20. That's what it costs to make a 12-inch pizza.
For the flour, the cheese, and the sauce?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. So a dollar a slice is still a pretty view. How many get 6 slices out of a piece of pizza?
8 slices in a large
8
pot.
Slices. Okay. So a dollar a slice, that's $8 for what it costs you $1.20 to do. And that's the deal. So this guy had one of these dollar-a-slice pizza shops in mind when he went back to Philadelphia. He was struggling to keep the shop going, but then something happened that transformed his business and impacted the lives of a lot of homeless people in his neighborhood. Listen to this.
The first day the Pay It Forward program kind of started was when a gentleman walked in and he asked if a homeless person ever came in short, and he offered to pre-purchase a slice of pizza for the next homeless person. So he gave me a dollar. I ran out, got post-it notes, put one up on a wall behind the register, told more people about it. Eventually, a couple days later, a homeless person came in. He had like 65 cents on him, and we told him to just keep the change. It was already paid for. He redeemed one of the pre-purchase slices. So now we've given away almost 10,000 slices of pizza.
I feel, well, you know, welcome. I feel like, you know, like I almost bought the slice, but I know I didn't.
I try to donate at least like $5 a week, you know, and it's so funny because today I left my wallet and everything home, and I have 78 cents in my pocket, and I just came out like, I'm a little short. They were like, okay, don't worry about it. And that's a really great feeling, you know, so I can imagine how the homeless people feel. And it's just a great thing, and the pizza is good. I'm from New York, so you know I know what pizza is.
I've been 3 years off the streets. I was 7 years homeless myself as a veteran, you know, and I finally got myself out of the rut, got myself an income, and I want to pay it forward.
I think it's pretty cool how powerful something this kind of small and simple can be.
So here's the story. Rose's Fresh Pizza. The website rosesfreshpizza.com. Go look at it and see what people are talking about. This story has gone viral. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, everywhere. People hear the story. This guy was on Ellen's show, and that's where the story sort of exploded. Ellen's good at telling good stories as well, having people come on and tell good stories. But the pay it forward thing, the post-it note, all that stuff is something that every city should have. Anybody who's got a pizza shop, or anybody who's got a sandwich shop, or anybody who's got a place, you know, like this, that is mostly around food, but it could be around something else. I would say, remind me of this next spring, will you, Victoria, when I open my ice cream store again,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, I'll make sure we do this at the ice cream stand.
Have people invite people to pay for somebody's
ice cream that can't afford to pay for it.
Yeah. You know, I watched the clip of Mason Wortman on Ellen, and he said, you know, he said the business is still struggling because we're not making, you know, as much money as I had hoped, but he said, I have a responsibility because 30 to 40 homeless people a day are fed at Rose's Fresh Pizza now because of this pay it forward system. And he said, can you imagine, and he said, this is just in my neighborhood in Philadelphia, and he said, can you imagine if Chipotle did this, where if people go in and buy a $5 burrito and they add a dollar, and then it gives someone a small bean and cheese bowl, you know, for $2. And he said, can you imagine what we can really do and accomplish if other businesses started using this model? It doesn't hurt the business at all. They're not giving food away.
It's not costing them anything.
Right. And it's a really great thing. And I just want to also add on rosesfreshpizza.com, he now has it set up after being on Ellen that you can donate from anywhere you are. You can buy someone a slice of pizza.
Oh, cool.
You can write a handwritten message, or you can tell them what your message is for the post-it, and then it goes up on the wall. So you can do something good wherever you are.
To donate, go to rosesfreshpizza.com. rosesfreshpizza.com. Looking, maybe there's an idea there. Maybe you've got a shop, a little store like this. You can do the same thing in a moment. What's the least free state in our country, in the land of the free, the home of the brave? Up next here.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mvvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Kohl's friends and family, yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
47 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So, what
in the world's come over us? Wap wap wahoom.
That's an old song neither of you remember, I'm sure, but a few people listening might go back to that old Ferlin Husky song. So anyway, what's the least free state in our country? Cato Institute did a survey, released the rankings this week for freedom in our 50 states. The rankings considered a wide range of factors in some pretty broad categories. Fiscal policy, for example, regulatory policy, personal freedom. Turns out some states perceived to be freer than others ain't really. I can use that as much as I complain about bad grammar. It sort of fits here. Listen to this overview.
The United States of America, the land of the free. But apparently not all freedom is created equal. The Cato Institute released its 2016 rankings for freedom in the 50 states. The authors look at a wide range of indicators that fall into three broad categories: fiscal policy, regulatory policy, and personal freedom. By their ranking, New York is the least free state in the nation, and its fiscal policy is mostly to blame. The authors write, New York's local tax burden is twice that of the average state, and debt is the highest in the country. The other states rounding out the bottom five include California, Hawaii, New Jersey, and Maryland. South Dakota, Indiana, Oklahoma, Alaska, and New Hampshire are considered the most free states in the country. New Hampshire nabbed the top spot thanks to both personal and economic freedom. The authors report the state has low incarceration rates and drug arrests, and they call it one of the best states in the country for gun rights.
There you go. Live free or die. That's the slogan for the state of New Hampshire. But it's interesting to put the blue states up against the red states here and see how nonsensical.
Yeah, Maryland was also in that, so yeah. Yay,
so,
no freedom.
New York has done more to ruin farming. They had a great state for agriculture, and they have so screwed it up to a fare-thee-well, driving out most of the good dairy farmers and regular drivers. This is stupid. The governor is stupid. They've had a series of stupid governors.
And the city tax in New York City that they're talking about as well. I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy. 10 minutes for the hour.
Pay-
non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour, time for us to understand what the big tech topics have been this past week. What are the top five items that have happened this week in the world of technology that have attracted a great deal of attention? And here I will act as the big voiced announcer, and the person with the knowledge is one Victoria Keelan. So here we go. Number five.
Well, number a big five. Clue this week. Oh, there's an echo on the number five?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Very fancy today.
Yes.
A big clue about the next big iPhone announcement is that it might actually be waterproof. Now, this will not be the iPhone that's coming out at the end of September. That will be the 6SE model.
It'll be your mother's iPhone.
Right. This is the one coming out next year, the iPhone 7. And tucked into roughly 80 patents that were recently granted to Apple, and someone who has a lot of time on their hands, who works as a tech writer, went sifted through all of these and found Apple had just received a grant for technology to edit photos that had been taken underwater. And of course, to take a photo underwater, you need to have a waterproof iPhone.
Wow.
So now they're saying that that could actually be the real reason that iPhone has ditched the headphone jack on the bottom of the phone, because that would be a very easy place for water to seep in. So we'll see what's going on with this, but there seem to be more and more, and this also would make sense because they've also announced that the new iPhone will be made of glass and not aluminum.
Yeah. So, more bend in your when you sit down on it.
Right, and so that all lends itself to a waterproof design. So we'll have to see, but it's interesting.
Number four.
A new video chat app has aiming to one-up FaceTime and Skype. It, this week, Google announced they released Duo. And Duo is for smartphones only. And it offers a very simple one-to-one calling design, which in FaceTime and Skype, you can have group messages and group calls. So this is just one-on-one. And one of the nice things about it is the frustrating part of FaceTime and Skype, we often lose calls. Calls get dropped. If you don't stay in one area with your Wi-Fi that's secure, or if the other person on the other end doesn't, calls get dropped all the time. So Google designed this app to switch automatically between cellular and Wi-Fi networks, and it also adjusts to slower networks so you don't lose your call. My favorite feature of Duo is the knock-knock feature, which allows you to see where your caller, where the person calling you is before you decide to answer the phone. So if your boyfriend runs out to the grocery store and you see that he's in aisle 9, then you know you should probably pick up the phone because he has totally messed up the shopping list. So it's a nice feature. And then if your friends are out and partying and you don't want to talk to them, then you just hit decline.
Self-control that I exercised there when you said knock-knock was really sort of fabulous, if I do say so myself. Number three.
Well, this story is really for you, Doug. This is Google Fiber. They have been trying to get into the internet game, the home internet installation game, for a while. And they are trying to take down companies like Verizon and Comcast and, you know, how we constantly are complaining about the slow internet service and the repairs and all this other stuff. It's terrible. So Google Fiber, though, has hit a snafu in the road. They have realized how expensive it is digging up streets in towns and laying down fiber optic cable. So now they're moving around it and they're deciding to go wireless. Yeah. So Google Fiber is also going to be in competition with AT&T in terms of telecommunications companies, but Google Fiber is now launched in 6 metropolitan areas across the U.S. and once they figure out this wireless technology, it will be everywhere. And we really won't have to deal with a cable bill and a cable company anymore.
Number two.
There is a new trend in breathing, meditation, and wearable tech. So a company called Sona is now a connected bracelet. It's wearable jewelry, because if you don't want to have a clunky kind of Fitbit watch or things like that, then now you can have delicate jewelry that people would never even know is filled with technology. But what it does, it tracks your heart rhythm throughout the day, and it tells you 6 times a day when you're supposed to stop and do a 60-second meditation. It guides you through the meditation with the corresponding phone app, and you can match your heart rate to the way that it's telling you on the screen. You'll see a heart beating, and you're supposed to match your breathing to it. Yeah. And it also measures how much stress you have throughout your day. So the Sona bracelet is fantastic.
Number one, step it up there, pal.
This is another Duo story, actually. I just realized we need to get a fifth one here. this is the Duo for iOS that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
This is the Knock Knock app. This is the FaceTime and Skype. And this is actually another thing that they've added, which is actually going to time in with Instagram. And they're going to do live stories. The new stories feature on Instagram is also going to have the Knock Knock feature built into it.
Two Knock Knocks. I had two chances to do a Knock Knock joke. I didn't take it, man.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.